Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
Started on a Wednesday afternoon. Galloway and Company, 103.3 FM, ESPN. Ian Fitzsimmons, first, let's welcome in all our text toy people. That's at 717-55.
VIPMotorcars.net text toy.
That's what it be.
Vicious.
Next, let us welcome, they do so much. They do so much to make it right on GAC. Mellow Melissa drives our train, her own style of love.
Hello, can you do that dance move again?
That thing right there will be returning probably in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
My back hurts right now.
You got Dodge. Your magic Randy White bracelet on?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Dodge handles executive administrative duties. How are you, Dodge?
Good. HR would like to have a word with you, though.
HR? What's HR?
You hit him earlier because you stole Coach Joe. Dodge stood up for the two and you popped Dodge. I had it on video.
I have hearing loss.
I have permission to hit Dodge. That's physical. Yes, I do at any time. On the Sports Centers, Miss Kelly, Miss Kelly Webster. Hi, Kelly.
Randy, I enjoyed texting back and forth during the baseball game last night.
Do what?
You know, when we were texting back and forth during the game.
You sent a text message?
Watching the Twins and the Tigers go at it.
I'm sorry, Kelly, but I don't do any texting. It must have been a wrong number. God bless me if it was, okay?
Maybe it was just wishful thinking.
Very good, yes. I guess it was on your part. Good grief.
Maybe next time we can spend more quality time together.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, let's bring in a guy who spent 15 years coaching in the National Football League, a guy who spent 20 years coaching on the major college scene. A guy who's now, he is the sultan of local sports bars and entertainment venues wherever you go. It is, and by the way, always known as a man who is, at least until today, media friendly. Coach Joe Avezzano, am I lying about any of the above?
None.
Good.
Your Honor, I'd like to make an opening statement.
Let me hear it.
All right. I walked in today and after listening to various stations, mostly ESPN, but various stations, as this Romo issue grew to the magnitude of which it has, my thought turned to, and again, since I am media friendly and I am involved with ESPN, and I've been on the both sides of the fence, this issue is exactly why there's a wall between Valley Ranch and the media, the AAC and the media, the ballpark and the media. And it's not a blanket statement because I've never made that. Now, I didn't take the journalistic oath to save the world and ask all the poignant questions. I majored in criminology and studied abnormal behavior.
First of all, journalism's dead, but continue.
Yes, it is, because the world has changed.
Do you think I took the oath, Joe? You've known me a while.
No, you didn't even go to school.
Thank you.
But the world has changed because of internet and the bloggers and all this, and things have changed to the point where so many people believe that they can just put statements out there and not know if they're true or not. Well, the accusations are worse than the retractions are good. And so when I listen, it's not about Romo being questioned about playing quarterback. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's easy to do. It's not about that. It's about taking something and running with it because it's going to get a lot of calls or we can sensationalize it. And when you're inside the wall, you look at this and you go, my goodness, I can't believe this. What are they doing? And it's not everybody, but it's what causes such a distrust. And it's just like no matter what Romo says tomorrow when he says, oh, I knew it was fourth down, the media won't believe him. And the statement by the Cowboys is not believed by the media. And then inside they're saying, well, that's just the way the things roll. I just feel like that it, where is the, and I've said this earlier, Randy, there were times when if something wasn't going right with the kicking game or something like that, you would call and ask me questions that you wanted to know. I'd answer them the best I could because I wanted you to be as knowledgeable about what you were writing as possible. Now, you then took it and wrote what you wanted to write, but I always thought that at least you were doing it from a knowledge standpoint. That's like when I get on here and they call in after the game, I'm not professing to be an expert. I'm giving people opinions based on my background, my knowledge, and the truth as I see it. And if I don't know it, I won't say it. But that's because I don't like having been on the other side. So I'm simply saying.
Right, that's the opening
that's
statement.
The opening statement, Your Honor.
It's all of. I've never been called Your Honor.
You've been called other things.
I've called him other things from time to time because he took that information and then wrote the article like I didn't like it.
Okay.
But now, I always respected it.
We're talking about 1-2-3-4, and certainly it's got a lot of media play. Certainly talk radio. Let's put it out.
It would be
talk radio, focused, internet, TV across the country.
Yeah.
Focused on talk radio in this city.
And across
probably.
The country. Let's say talk radio and .com across the country. 1-2-3-4 became a huge national story. It made Romo, well, let's be honest, it made people laugh at Romo. And he's already having a bad enough time, and he had already had a bad enough day Monday, I'm sure. Didn't talk to him. Tuesday, I'm sure. But, Joe.
But why do you say, why are people laughing at him? Why would people laugh
because
at him?
Because a quarterback in the NFL didn't know the snap count. Now, let me get in. I think I know where you'll go with the defense. Just the simple fact that a quarterback in the NFL apparently didn't know the snap count. The Cowboys say different in their statement. But Joe, there is no way. When this story first broke, we quoted the story Monday afternoon doing Overreaction Monday. Oh my gosh, here's something else that Romo is going to have to deal with. Romo, there is film up on Channel 4, Fox 4.
For interpretation by whoever wants
but
to look
didn't,
at it.
Yeah. We didn't see it until, not me anyway. I kind of let the story float. And we didn't talk about it that much, say, in the 5 o'clock hour, but we explained what the story was, and oh, gosh, here's more for Romo to deal with. But I didn't see it until I got home Monday night, and I went, uh-oh, that's awful. But, Joe, there's no way, and in what you're saying, you're angry at the way the media, and I use media loosely. Because
I'm not covering a blanket.
Yeah, right, because, I mean, now, a lot of people want to put bloggers and everything else in the media. Well, but I'll say it just that the media has portrayed Romo. But, Joe, there is no way you can look at that film segment. Ian, am I right on this? Joe, you got to look at it and go, wow. Wow, he did forget the snap count. Now, you can take the Cowboy explanation. The downs, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean that.
No, I don't.
He did forget the downs. But, Joe, now, admit to me, when you looked at that thing, you went, what's going on here?
No, you know, because when I looked at it, it didn't make any difference to me because it didn't have anything to do with the game. Now, tell me it did, but tell me how it did.
No, it didn't have anything to do with the outcome of that game. But
okay,
it had
then
to
why
do,
is it an issue?
But to me, one, it had to do with piling on Romo across the country. It was embarrassing to him, to the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, that he didn't know the stinking snap count.
You're saying without unequivocally that he didn't know the snap count.
Not snap count, the downs.
I got the snap count. You're saying unequivocally.
When you watch that video, there's a 106 other players that knew that it had no reaction to a down marker. He's the only one out of 106
had
that reaction.
When you see Patrick Creighton in the paper say,
he's defending his quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why there's a wall. Because you don't believe anything you hear or read.
If you watch that video, there
I
is.
I watched it. Joe, the video.
And you believe it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Why would I pile on somebody? There's enough to talk about why the receivers.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with the team. Not, it didn't have anything to do with anything other than piling on.
Coach Joe going Dick Cheney on the media. There's more of this. Give us 5 minutes and we're right back with it.
Carrie Underwood, new song, Cowboy Casanova. Is this aimed at a certain quarterback? Brand new song by Carrie Underwood. Could it be? Oh, no. I don't think so. We got any words for this song? No, I don't think we do. I'm waiting on the words. Is this Carrie Underwood?
No idea, but...
Okay, well, I will.
It is. Okay, Dodge, thank you.
That boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free.
Is she talking about the receivers for the Cowboys?
He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You'll get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down because you can't live without a
woman. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if Carrie Underwood is really aiming that at.
That's a stretch, folks. Yeah, text toy. That's a
piling
stretch.
On.
Yep, that is piling on.
See,
no doubt.
See what I'm talking about?
Now you've hissed off Coach Joe again.
Piling on.
It is Galloway and Company. The text toy has blowed. Everybody's got an opinion on this one. 71755.
When you play like he has,
Ian Fitzsimmons, we bring in Coach Joe Avezzano. And again, for those just tuning in, Started a couple of hours ago as Coach Joe was extremely hissed off at the way the media, and I use that loosely, it includes a lot of talk radio, a lot of dot-coms, a lot of, use the term media loosely, the dot-coms, talk radio, have locally and nationally have taken hold of the 1-2-3. That's all you get, Tony. Story that is out there. Coach Joe says that's what drives the divide between the media and locker rooms and clubhouses.
It does in the
Jock Kingdom. These kind of stories.
It's like third and short. What was the call? If it wasn't a good call, let's criticize that. By gosh, we got something to talk about. Tony, if you threw a bad pass and it bounced off of Witten's foot and they got it for an interception, let's talk about that. That's bad. You're playing bad, Tony. You're not playing as good as you used to play.
But Joe, now wait a minute. You're also saying here now that it is not a story if the quarterback, and any NFL quarterback, but certainly the quarterback of the Cowboys, if he lost count of the downs. Joe, that is Joe, come on here.
If he did, and I hate qualifying that because that gives credence to those who think he did, but let's say he did. All right, so then that puts him in the category from my personal experience of Ken Stabler, Matt Kavanaugh, who I've seen do this. They lost track of the count. He's not the first guy if he did it, and he won't be the last guy. Now, those two guys, Stabler and Kavanaugh, I saw it affect the outcome of a ball game. The reason I'm not, that was a big story. It affected the outcome of the ball game. This didn't affect the outcome of the ball game. The game was over. Even if Tony thought he had enough, what was he going to throw the ball different? He threw it as good as he could.
Joe.
Or did he not throw it good because he knew he had another down?
Your quarterback in that situation.
Right.
If he did, and the film evidence suggests, well, there's a good grassy knoll, I'll put it that way. In the film evidence, a very strong grassy knoll.
I'll go for the grassy knoll.
That he did lose count of the downs. Now, Joe, I gotta have that as a story. And if I'm the Cowboys, if I'd been telling Rich Dalrymple how to handle this,
I would have been on this one with an explanation by Monday afternoon, saying whatever you got to say. But
why would
you
be prepared for a statement on Monday afternoon if there was no story as far as they were concerned?
Well, they finally decided. See, those stories are not determined by what's the story is not determined by the Cowboys. Now, whether the so-called media was wrong and talk radio was wrong in making this a story, now that's up for grabs.
Well,
yeah,
that's
argument.
That's what my statement is about. It's not about bashing media. It's not about bashing this or that. It's about that this is what causes the divide between the media and the players. And it used not to be there. Now, you've been around forever. I mean, forever and ever. And so you remember when media and players were more amicable, and you probably had a beer or two with a player or two.
Sure.
And it wasn't a story. Now, I'll guarantee you, there's a lot of guys out there looking for stories about guys out there doing things. Things have changed.
100%.
And that's okay. That's neither here nor there, but it's true. Things have changed and they become so meaningless at times if you're inside the compound. And this is just an example of, okay, I'm all for journalism.
Journalism's dead, Coach.
Well, I hope not, because it does protect our society to a degree.
Anybody who says they're a journalist today is lying, because in order to be a journalist, you shouldn't be friends with a coach, a player, or anyone. You're supposed to be completely impartial.
I agree.
And guess what?
There's still journalists out there, but
name one.
But none of them live in Dallas.
All right, now here's another. Well, I'm from Grand Prairie.
No, that's what I meant.
Jonah, here's another item attached to Romo, and this we had this discussion today, and this goes more to the Romo performance. Tom Brady, we grabbed a tape Monday afternoon. This tape went around the block more than once. We jumped on it Monday afternoon out of a radio station in Boston, where Tom Brady, understanding that Tom Brady is playing in Denver this week, so he's ready to give neck nuzzling to anything concerning the Broncos when it comes to public statement. But he was asked about throwing in the direction of Champ Bailey twice.
I heard it.
How to end the game. You heard Brady's reaction.
I've heard it
and
a few
there
times.
Was I wouldn't say it was ridicule of Romo, but it was like, I ain't ever going there.
Yeah, I thought it was ridicule.
Okay.
I'd go there.
All right. Ridicule?
Yeah. But Brady gets a pass because he's won championships.
And also, he's getting ready to play Denver. You say anything when you're, unless you're crazy or somebody.
Yeah,
you wanted it pointed out that you had a conversation with Troy Aikman, yesterday.
Well,
and what did Troy Aikman have to say? And now he's got three Super Bowl rings just like Tom Brady does.
Well, see, Troy can't say a whole lot about the Cowboys because he gets blasted on one side or the other. He just has to kind of walk the line and say what he needs to say, but so forth. But his point was, so much has been brought up about, well, Austin was open. Well, his point is, you got a play called, you come up to the line, it's a pass play, you're making a pre-snap read. And you're making a lot of decisions on a pre-snap read, and then you're going to go with it. Now, if something changes, you're going to try to go to something else. But his point was, Bailey was playing off and even a little outside of Hurd, and his comment was he would have never looked back at Austin.
On the other side. Yeah,
he would have made the same throw, and time wouldn't have allowed him. They rushed eight. All right, they picked him up, but time wouldn't have allowed him to do all that. Oh, one,
the
two,
bigger
three.
Question for Troy or anybody, even you, Coach, is why was that personnel group even on the field?
Well, okay, this sounds like a post-game caller. Okay, then I would call and say, I would turn it around and say, okay, what did you want on the field?
Marty be on one side.
Oh,
he's
having
on the other. Well, they're not using him. He's been open.
Well, hold on.
That's not throwing to him, but that's we don't have enough time for that conversation.
Well, I started to say, that's an entirely different story right there, but the point I was trying to get across is, somewhat in defense of Romo, is that Troy Aikman told you, hey, I'll make that same throw in that same direction. Right there, because of the way Champ Bailey was playing.
Yeah, and so now, does that have any credibility? Well, I guess it's just if you want it to or not.
As much as Tom Brady. Three Super Bowls apiece.
Yeah, there's the somewhat two sides of the fence right there. And so which one are you going to believe? Well, we all make decisions based on what we think. But, God, I'd like to think that people would try to gain some knowledge about something. And most people, here's one of the problems. Most people don't know what in the hell they know. And so they listen to people who are supposed to know something. And if somebody tells them, Romo's a dumb SOB, he doesn't even know what the play call is, then Mr. Dummy out there says, oh, hey, I heard that Romo's a dummy.
Okay, I'm
why? Because he heard it on the radio.
I'm kicking Joe off the air because he just said, people with knowledge. He knows that's not us, Ian.
Oh,
he shouldn't,
right.
He shouldn't even have brought it up.
I was talking
right?
to a journalist.
Good. Thanks, Joe. Very good stuff. Joe Evansano right there.
2:20 next week, Coach.
Yeah, he'll be back in the 2 o'clock hour next Wednesday. Here he comes. He'll have a tough time topping the rant of Coach Joe. It is the Coop. We got all kind of items for the Coop.